Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick, your host. In the podcast this week, I'm going to talk about maybe a little bit of a weird topic, but how I prepare to do a podcast. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, really happy that you're back. We are in our 8th season of Just Saying. I say we, but it's me and you, so I guess it's we. And the whole point of this podcast is to help you become an elite communicator, a person who thinks alone, collaborates well together, a person who's clear, concise, and most importantly, is consistent in that way. And it's not easy. It's not easy because it's a world of information overload. It's a world of noise. It's a highly competitive communication environment, and it's very easy for what we say to get lost in translation, and it's just clutter. And we've got to be able to cut through clutter and say things that matter to people that are overwhelmed. There's just a million things going on, and they might not be able to hear us. So this podcast is meant to help you, and I love doing it. You may or may not know the backstory, but a number of years ago, after I wrote Brief, somebody in the course, we teach courses at the Brief Lab, said, you should do a podcast. And I stopped and I'm like, podcast? Why would I do a podcast? And I'm not, you know, this was probably before podcasts became kind of huge, but it kind of stopped me in my tracks. And his answer was pretty simple. He's like, well, after you teach the class, if you had a podcast, this would allow us to keep on learning and you can keep on guiding. And I thought, oh, that's a good idea. And then I kind of wrestled around with the format and talked to some people that I knew. And one of the first suggestions was to do like a typical podcast where I have a host. We've experimented that. I've had a colleague of mine and do episodes called Be My Guest. And those didn't really work. I mean, they were good, but it's complicated. And I didn't want to have guests on me, not because I don't like guests, but because of the logistics, just my schedule and the other people's schedule. It turns into this whole cottage industry. And that wasn't the intent. Still isn't. The intent is to continue the conversation with you week after week about this issue of how you communicate, about the issue of how you prepare, about the issue of how you spend time alone, how you can be more deliberate. And that was the point of the podcast. And when I thought about this title, this topic, it really is kind of how I prepare in the process of prepare. So what reasons for you to listen to this? Well, maybe you might want to start a podcast. Maybe you are going to be a guest on a podcast, or maybe you just want to improve how you prepare before you communicate. So this whole process of like, how do I prepare for this to do a podcast might be helpful in any one of those ways. Recently, I was a guest on a podcast because the book Quiet Works just came out. And again, if you want more information, we're releasing a kind of a trilogy, a collection called the Clarity at Work Collection. It's a 10th anniversary edition. It's a limited edition. If you go to thebrieflab.com/books, you'll see this beautiful book set. And there's a limited time offer where if you buy one, the second one you get half off, and it might be a nice gift idea. And you know, all you have to do is put Clarity. I think it's the code to put in there. So when I was doing a podcast interview for Quiet Works, I was talking to the host, and he said, before the podcast started, if at any point in time, you know, you want to stop, just say pause, and I'll just hit pause, and then we'll make a comment. We're having this great conversation about the book, and we're talking about preparation and me defining the need for quiet and really specifically explaining to him in the lens of like, hey, I need quiet because I need time to think alone, because I'm going to be communicating, working with people together. And if I don't spend enough time alone, that together time's not going to be as good. And he said something to me which really caught my attention. So this is a guy who he identifies authors when they release a book and he invites them. He's a pretty big listener of viewership. And he invites new authors or authors that just released a book on the show. And in anticipation of the interview, he sends out like a link to a video. And this is like, hey, watch this video. Here are the things that you need to know as the interviewee about doing an interview. And he sends it. It's about like a 9-minute, like a YouTube video. And he sent it to me. I've been on many podcasts and I've done media interviews and I've been a media trainer, so I'm not unfamiliar with how to do an interview, but he sent it out. So as I was taking time to prepare for that podcast interview, I watched the video and it was helpful. He was talking about like the types of microphones that you need to make sure they sound good and the environment. And he went through a whole list of things about preparing and how to have a good answer and et cetera, et cetera. And then as we wrapped up the interview, we finished and then, he stopped recording and then we kept on talking a little bit longer. And he said something to me, which really, really, I found this amazing, hard to believe, but amazing. He said that 25% of all the interviews he does for his podcast, he throws away. Like he doesn't use them. He's like, they're garbage. You can't use them. And I'm like, why? And he says, because people aren't prepared. And they talk too much. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you ask them a question and then they give you like this 6-minute answer. And he's like, I'm waiting for a point where they were going to stop talking so I can ask him another question. And they don't stop talking. So it ends up being this monologue. And at some point, he's like, this thing is just garbage and it's useless. It's a terrible interview. And he just throws them away. He says 25%. And I stopped and I'm like, I just laughed, but I was kind of in dismay. I'm like, that's crazy. You think about it. An entire week, 1 week a month of his interviews don't even make it. And I said to him, I think I know one of the reasons. And he's like, what is it? I said, well, if you watch, when I watched your video, you said, make your answers short and prepare the things that you want to talk about. Well, people are too busy, so they don't prepare. They probably don't even watch your video. And he's like, yeah, they probably don't. In fact, I know they don't. So they just show up and they just go on this epic rant. Fascinating that a quarter of all of his interviews are thrown away because people don't prepare. So how I prepare for this podcast is what I'm going to talk about today, because you may be starting one. You may be on one. You might be interviewed at some point, or you just want to know how to prepare better, regardless of what it is. So here's a quick refresh. If you go to thebrieflab.com/tools, you will be able to download, you'll have to register, but, and we won't spam you. So that's not our MO. We don't do that. But, there's a thing called a brief map. If you're not familiar with the brief map, it's a visual outline that helps organize information. And the way it lays it out is B is background or beginning, R is relevance or reason, I is information, E is ending or end state, and then F is follow-up. That's brief. Background, relevance, information, ending, follow-up. So when you look at that brief map, that is an organization of what you're going to say. And in the center of the brief map is this middle box, which is the main point. So I would download that. And I would look at that. And then you can study it. You can flip it over. There's a worksheet on the second page. It's a worksheet. So it's a prep sheet of how you organize an executive summary. And it's called the brief map. And it's used for many things. You can use it for meetings and updates. You can use it for plans. You can use it for projects. You can use it for pitching new ideas. You could use it to summarize long, complex information. You could use it for role definition. There's a countless uses of a brief map to help synthesize in a clear and concise way your executive summary. And I use a brief map to record the podcast. So that's the first tool you want to download. There's another tool that you can download. It's called Tower. It's not a fillable thing, but it's a device, a preparation format. It stands for Think, Outline, Write, Edit, Rewrite, Tower. It started really as a writing preparation tool that we teach in our brief writing courses. But it's also can be used for verbal communication. It's called Tower. So when I'm thinking about the podcast, I'm thinking about topics all the time. I'll give you an example. Like I'm always looking for topics that I think that, listeners like you would find interesting. So recently I was teaching a class and we did an exercise and it was like, take 5 minutes of quiet to prepare an update that you're going to give your boss. And it was, got the room real quiet. based on quiet works practices, 5 minutes of quiet, did it. And then we did this exercise, and then I asked the group to debrief. And one of the guys in the group said, I had an aha moment. And my aha moment was, quiet is to preparation and communication like stretching is to workouts. And I'm like, that's a great insight. I'm going to do a podcast on that. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, this one's for you. So I kind of did a podcast on stretching, but it's about preparation. So I look for topics all the time, and that was a topic. So preparation is key. Look for topics, then you start preparing the topic. And I'll just jot them down. I'll have an idea of a topic, and I'll be looking for things. What matters to people? What's important? What did I talk about recently? I'm always looking. And I look at that quiet. It's kind of like stretching. You can do a workout. I'm using the time to kind of just stretch it, think about stretching my imagination, if you will, about what matters, what's relevant. Because I'm in a conversation with you. And if you've been listening for a while, I have to keep that conversation going so it's relevant to you. Not because I want to do the podcast until I'm 75 years old, but because I want you to be really good at being a communicator. And I have to constantly think about. So how I prepare for a podcast is I'm a communicator, so I think about it a lot. And then what I do is I take Tower and I grab a brief map and then I fill it out. Now, the way that would work is in tried and true form, in the middle boxes, what am I going to talk about? What is the topic of the conversation? And this week, it's how I prepare for a podcast. I put in parentheses just for that person who might be listening, that quiet stretching, it's the quiet stretching of the imagination. So I'm going to be talking about preparing for the podcast. And then if I look around that map, the top right corner and that background up beginning, I must have a background story. In this case, I talked about 25% of that. Well, the interviewer's podcast is thrown away, and I might have a little background, some context. And then clockwise, I'll go to relevance or reason. Why am I doing a podcast? I'm recording a podcast. Because you might want to start one, or you might be on one, or you might just want to know how to prepare better. And then I go down clockwise into the information. What's the meat of the matter? And I put a bunch of bullet points that I'm going to cover. Looking for topics, taking time to look, listen, and observe your environment. I'm always looking for topics. I was in that class, and the guy's like, quiet is like stretching before a workout. I'm like, that's a great analogy, but it's also a great topic. So I'm looking for topics. And as leaders, we might just, how you prepare is you're always looking, you're always thinking about your people. Always be thinking about them. Second is I'm using Tower. The next bullet point is Tower plus brief. Use a brief map, create an executive summary. And then finally, how I prepare is I just put myself in the mindset that it's one conversation and one takes. I don't do multiple takes of the podcast. I don't cut it up and re-record. Sometimes I'll pause my laptop. I'm trying to do that today and I can't. I don't know why. It doesn't let me to pause. Sometimes I'll pause to collect my thoughts. But it's one conversation, one take, and I make it personal. Okay, and don't overthink it. Why? Because I'm having a conversation with you. I can't take myself too seriously. The topic is important. We'll have a conversation and we'll be done with it. And that's kind of how I prepare and how I deliver. So that's it. That's how we prepare. That's how I deliver. And always, always end on time. Just saying.